It's 8 o'clock in the evening. And for little Yehoshua, it's story time. Little Yehoshua is already in bed, waiting for his father to come in to tell him a story. As his father entered into the room, little Yehoshua looked up and said,
"Tati, today my teacher told me a very interesting story about Avraham of Avinu."
"Oh, that's fine," said father. "What was it all about?"
"It was about the way Hashem helped them fight off a whole army of soldiers.
My teacher said
it was a miracle."
"Oh, that sounds so interesting. Tell me, how did he win the war?"
"Well, all Avraham Avinu did was pick up a handful of dust and a few pieces of straw, and he threw it all at the soldiers. And do you know what Hashem did? Hashem made the dust turn into arrows, and the pieces of straw became sharp swords. And this is how he won the war. Wow, wasn't that some miracle, Tati?"
"Why, of course, Yehoshua.
You see, Avraham truly believed in Hashem, and he knew that Hashem would surely help him in the time of need.
Now with Hashem on his side,
he did not need any bows and arrows or swords. All that he really needed was a strong belief and trust in Hashem. No matter how big and strong the enemy may be, with Hashem on our side, we must always be the winners." "Oh yes, Tati, that's so true. And what story do you have for me tonight?"
"Well, I think I'm going to treat you to a special story. In fact, this story is almost like the one you just told me.
But it happened many, many years later. It's about a very great tzaddik whose name was Reb Nachum. He was known by all with the name of Reb Nachum Ish Gamzu. This was because he would so often say, 'Gam zu litova,' which means, 'This too is for good.' And the story goes like this. There once was a king who did not permit the Jewish people to learn Torah or to observe any of the mitzvos. So, Reb Nachum Ish Gamzu was sent to speak to the king and beg him to please be kind to the Jewish people and permit them to learn Hashem's holy Torah and observe its mitzvos. And in order to gain favor in the eyes of the king, Reb Nachum Ish Gamzu took along a golden box filled to the top with precious diamonds. On the way, he stopped off at a hotel where he stayed for the night. As he was fast asleep, someone came into his room and took out all the precious diamonds from the golden box and filled it with plain sand. The next morning, Reb Nachum Ish Gamzu found out what had happened. And you can guess what he said. That's right.
Gam zu litova. This too is for good.
And he took the golden box filled with sand and continued on his way to the king. As he finally arrived at the palace and came before the king, he said, "Your Majesty, I beg you to please permit the Jewish people to continue to learn Torah and observe its mitzvos. And in their name, I wish to present to you this gift."
And you can imagine how surprised the king was when he opened the box
and saw that it was filled with just plain sand. This, of course, made the king very angry. He thought that Rav Nochum was making fun at him. So he ordered that Rav Nochum be thrown into prison and be put to death. To this, Rav Nochum said, "Gamzu Litova. This too is for good." Now Hashem, the All-Merciful, who is at all times guarding and protecting the Jewish people, sent Eliyahu HaNavi, Elijah the prophet, to go and help Rav Nochum Ish Gamzu in this time of need. Disguised as one of the king's officers, Eliyahu HaNavi called out, "Your Majesty, how can you possibly think that the Jews would want to make fun of you? They surely want you to act kindly towards them. Perhaps the sand they sent you is the miracle sand, the same sand that Abraham used against his enemies. Why not take this sand to the battlefield and use it on our enemies? Let's see what will happen to them." The king agreed, and to the surprise of his generals, he ordered that the sand be used against their enemies on the battlefield. And do you know what happened? A miracle took place, and the battle was quickly won. Upon seeing this, the king called for Rav Nochum Ish Gamzu and thanked him for the unusual gift. He told him that the Jewish people may continue to serve Hashem through the study of the Torah and the observance of the mitzvos. The king ordered that the golden box be filled with the most valuable treasures and sent Rav Nochum back home with high honor. On his way home, Rav Nochum stopped off to rest at the same hotel as before. Now it was the owner of the hotel who stole the diamonds from the golden box and filled it with sand. So when he heard about the great reward given to Rav Nochum, he asked him, "What did you give to the king that he rewarded you so richly?" "I gave him the golden box," said Rav Nochum. Upon hearing this, the owner of the hotel ordered his workers to throw down the hotel and help him carry all the sand to the king. "Your Majesty," said the hotel keeper, "I have brought to you wagon loads of the very same sand which Rav Nochum brought to you, the sand which you value so much." "Is that so?" said the king curiously. "Well, we shall see. Tomorrow we will try it on the battlefield." And guess what happened? It turned out to be just plain sand. The king realized what the hotel keeper did and ordered that he be put to death for his crime. And do you know what Rav Nochum Ish Gamzu said when he heard about it? That's right. "Gamzu Litova. This too is for good." "Oh, thank you, Tati, for this lovely story," said little Yehoshua. "Now I have another new story to tell my friends in class."
"Wonderful," said Father. "And don't forget to tell them the wonderful lesson we learned from it. That is, as Rav Nochum Ish Gamzu said, Gamzu Litova. That means that all that Hashem does is so truly good."
After his father tucked him into bed and kissed him good night, little Yehoshua said the Shema Yisrael and fell fast asleep.